Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
Need it? I guess you're just what I need. That's what I need. Or don't need it? Presented by Fleet Farm. Remember, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, then you don't need it. Fleet Farm, serving the Midwest since 1955.
Well, I got around to catching the full State of the Packers 2024 replay on Friday morning on
about time
ESPN Wisconsin from Summerfest the Saturday before.
We never got to that last week.
Well, we're going to get to some of it right now, I suppose. Jason Wilde, Gabe Neitzel, Alex Stroph. Everything's still pertinent. You can give it a full listen. That's what I did on Wisconsin On Demand to get the full show podcast. Do the Packers need to come to a contract extension agreement with Jordan Love before training camp begins July 22nd?
Yes. Yeah, it's taken a lot of oxygen up this offseason, but it's really important, I think, stability-wise. They have their guy. They believe that he is their guy. Jordan believes he should be the starting quarterback for the G&G. And the one thing you can't do in this league is have a vacuum at quarterback. It leads to more and more dysfunction. And the other thing you can't do is try and go year to year to year with the guy that is your franchise quarterback. It doesn't work. It takes up too much cap. It's too big of an expenditure. And you want to have your quarterback feel like he's a partner in what you're doing. In order for that to be the case, July 22 needs to happen.
So I agree with you.
Good. Next.
Need it. Now, Okay. Let me ask you a follow-up question. So if you're the Packers and David Mulugeta and Andrew Kessler stand firm on wanting more guarantees than the Packers are willing to give, then in order to get it done by the start of training camp, if you're Goody, do you tell Russ Ball, hey, just cave, give him what he wants?
No.
Let's get it done?
No.
So that's my, like, I don't want to be young Jason on the bus to Super Bowl 32 saying, I don't see any way the Packers don't get this deal done with Jordan Love before camp begins. Because I do see a way, and that would be it, right? Hey, we want more guarantees than Lawrence got. We want more guarantees than Jared Goff got. And if you're not going to give it to us, then we're not going to sign before the start of camp.
Yeah, that could happen. And I just think the Packers realize that Jordan Love will be at camp anyways. The Packers are going to, in my opinion, the Packers will win this battle. It won't be a knockout, but the Packers will get the structure they want, closer to the structure they want than Jordan's team. Jordan will get that average contract salary to be higher than anybody else's. That'll be a win for the Jordan Love team. But the Packers are going to win this battle because the Packers, again, I'm not getting into a leverage thing with anyone else. If Jordan Love wants to exert leverage, he doesn't show up at camp. Nobody here thinks that's going to happen. And if he wants to get every last penny of it guaranteed or as much of it as possible, he will have to play bully ball. And I don't think he's in a position to be a bully.
Next.
Need it or don't need it?
Next up, and Jason, I want you to go first on this one because I'm going to ask this question
well, then,
in a way.
Can I ask him a follow-up then?
You are more than welcome to. I would hope that you would. I'm going to frame this question.
Seems unlikely.
I'm going to frame this question. Not that Jason asserted that this should happen. He made that clear on the State of the Packers show.
Of course. He didn't want to put anything on the
record.
But he
presented the concept.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
Yeah, you didn't go
that far. That's your lane.
Need it or don't need it. Do the Packers need to trade Eric Stokes before the start of the season if it's determined that he is not a starter heading into this year?
No. All right. So I'm glad you listened.
Very interesting. Do you have the clip?
No.
Love to hear the clip.
Well, you had your chance to do the did you hear this from that? And we got sidetracked by many of your brilliant topics.
Yeah.
So we missed that window. I am not saying that the Packers need to trade him if he doesn't beat out Carrington Valentine to start opposite of Jair Alexander. I'm not saying the Packers need to trade him. However, if you are Eric Stokes and you lose that competition as a former first-round pick who has also not gotten the fifth-year option, and you're in a contract year, perhaps you would like the fresh start that Tausch was talking about earlier for players. And perhaps the Packers would think, well, this guy's a former first-round pick. We can get ourselves a pick back. I don't know, maybe a fifth or something. We can parlay that into a third the way we did with Rasul Douglas at the end of the trade deadline. Like, I'm just saying that if he doesn't win the job, him being traded is at least a possibility. Look, I want him on the team if I'm the Packers because guys get hurt at that position all the time, including Jair Alexander. So I don't want to trade any of my depth. My point during the state of the Packers was that that has to at least be considered a possibility, which I know is a very strong take for you, Tausch.
So do you want him traded or not?
I don't want him traded.
Well, no. What'd you bring it up for?
Because I was talking about possibilities.
Oh, you were projecting what might happen.
Possibilities.
Listen, Eric Stokes, if he is not a starter this year for the G&G, he's not going to be on the team next year. So are you going to get more value in what he'll sign for on another team if he's not starting for you this year? No. So he's either going to ball out and stay healthy, and you're going to want to extend him and keep him in Green Bay, or he's going to leave. And you're not going to get anything. So if you go through training camp and some of the preseason, and you think, he's not our guy, trade him. And if he is, I would think the one problem you're going to have is, A, you're not going to get anything for him. If he's not going to be a starter, you don't think
he's costing $2.3 million this year.
So
he's cheap.
So, yeah, why are you even bringing it up? He should be on the roster. He's going to be. But I'm saying if you're bringing this up as a trade, if he's not going to be on the team next
year. Here's why I brought it up.
And he's not going to play, what are you going to do? You're going to cut him.
Here's why I brought it up. No. They're not going to cut him. Because if Carrington Valentine wins that job opposite Jair Alexander and they've got their nickel guy in Keyshawn Nixon, he is not a starter. But do we really believe that Carrington Valentine added weight during the offseason? He's bigger than he was last year, but he is not a huge dude. I would not want to go into the season saying, well, we don't need Eric Stokes anymore. We're going to trade him for a sixth-round pick. I would rather have him on the team. I don't care if he's even unhappy that he lost out on the starting job. He's got to get over that. I am not looking to trade him. That was the point I tried to make. But you would agree that a former first-round pick who gets beaten out by last year's seventh-round pick for the starting job opposite Jair Alexander, trading him is a distinct possibility.
If he's
Which was
not
all
gonna,
I was saying.
Yeah, and I would think he would be the one that would
Yes!
go that route. Yeah, but just like you have, you know what's crazy? I have Eric Stokes trade fatigue, and it just happened within this segment. I am fatigued because it's a stupid. In fairness, I don't want to use the term dumb.
You just said stupid.
I pulled back.
You got
I said
halfway
stoop.
Through stupid.
I said
Wait,
stoop.
But during the fatigue, you said you would trade him if he didn't win the job.
I'm fatigued by this conversation. Eric Stokes is not going to be traded. He's going to be on the Green Bay Packers, and they hope that he's going to be healthy. All of the other stuff I'm fatigued by.
All right. All that's important here is that Matt LaFleur made it very clear that Eric Stokes is not the starter right now. That job is open. And not open in a everyone's got to compete type of way. It is Carrington Valentine versus Eric Stokes for the starting job opposite Jair Alexander.
Wow. And it sounds like he likes Valentine better.
They're big on Valentine. And they don't know what Stokes is because of his injury issues. But my point
is... You might as well trade him.
Now I have fatigue of you. Next!
Need it or don't need it?
I was going to ask about Adam Stenovich, but I think I'll save that because I think that warrants more discussion than we have time for.
You sure it's going to be fatiguing?
Matt in West Bend texted him, the state of the Packers was great. Listen twice. Jason was more distracted than Tausch doing the show in front of a TV.
Yeah, you got It was not entirely my fault. Like, a drunk lady came up asking for directions. There was another couple that was wearing tie-dye shirts asking where some tie-dye stand was, which made me wonder if they hadn't already been there since they were wearing tie-dye. There's a lot of people coming up to the booth. It's distracting.
Why is it called tie-dye?
I don't know. I'll look that up during the
course. Need it or don't need it, Jason needs to stay home more than Tausch to limit distractions.
No. Jason needs to be out more.
No.
No,
I
you
think
do.
It's good for the show.
No. No, Jason needs to get out more. I think it's good for his mental health.
I appreciate you looking out for my mental health. I do get out. Got down to Madison for a few days, which was great. I get out to Fleet Farm to go shopping. And right now, I'm here to tell you that Fleet Farm's annual Kids Fishing Day is this coming Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring your kids, or maybe an adult like me who doesn't even want to bait his own hook, to learn everything from how to properly use fishing gear to safety tips and much more. You can learn more about the event and find your store by visiting fleetfarm.com/events. Plus, you can get ready for your summer water adventures with Fleet Farm. They've got a huge selection of water towables for fun on the lake, or take it easy with a brand new kayak. Is kayaking easy? I feel like I wouldn't be very good.
No, it's not easy.
No, it's pretty easy.
Well, I can do it.
I'll say this, it's easier to make a penalty kick than it is to kayak.
It's harder to play second base for the Mallards.
It is harder to get out of the kayak than it is to kayak.
Well, it's good to have your confidence back. Whatever summer adventure awaits, Fleet Farm has the gear to get you ready for your outdoor fun. Visit fleetfarm.com to find out more.